Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Like, dude, like the 80s were totally radical and bitchin' and tubular and stuff? No, seriously, dude, far out and gnarly. Dude.
On 880, The Biz.
Honey, when did you order leather pants? You're 43. What were you thinking?
Uh-oh. Someone had a little too much to drink and went internet shopping. Welcome to the age of alcohol-fueled bad tech decision-making. From buying things you don't need to posting embarrassing photos on social networking sites. Every time you drink, you put yourself at risk. But not anymore. Because now there's the Inebriator. A breathalyzer that plugs into your home computer or smartphone to prevent dreadful drinking decisions. Simply breathe into the Inebriator, and if your BAC is too high, you're stopped in your tracks.
You're looking pretty hot. Shirtless bathroom selfie coming right up.
The Inebriator not only protects you from your own bad decisions, but it protects others from being exposed to things they don't care about.
Oh my God, I gotta take a picture of this entree.
The Inebriator. Sober up and log on to www.drunkwtf.com.
That's just tremendous.
There you go.
That's just tremendous. Okay, so to prevent children from getting their hands in alcohol, you get carded. So what happened? Did you get carded? Tell me about that.
Well, I was at the grocery store. This is a crazy story because I am 50 after all. Don't look it though, and I admit it. And I'm, when they card me, sometimes.
What was that? A slice of chocolate cake?
It's a juicy piece of, yeah. So I'm in the grocery store and I didn't have my ID and the kid cards me. And I'm thinking to myself, you know I'm old enough to be your mother. You're
first
sure
day
of
on the job, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. So I'm like, really? Really? I gave her my birthday. She said, I need to actually see it. So I'm like, all right, I have to run back to my car to get it, even though I'm 50 and I could die on the way or the way back, but I'll be back. So I went out, I came back, and then she left. And she wasn't anywhere around, and then they put my beer back. I'm like, it was just a beer. I just wanted a beer.
That's wild.
And so the kids put it back, and then I'm chasing around. It's like, and I told her, I was like, you know, like, all through all of this, I said, I hope you don't card really old ladies when they don't have their ID, if they don't bring it with them.
I have the exact opposite
that
story.
That was harassment.
I got the opposite story. Yeah. It was 1978.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a 17-year-old high school freshman. Ooh. Check those pictures out. Anyway.
Wait, what was the age then?
I was 17.
No, what was the drinking age then?
18.
Ah.
There you go. It was only 18 back then.
Okay.
And I was 17, and we went to, I'll just say it, A.B. Slee's. That was a big place to go party by the Gainesville Mall.
Nice.
And all my fraternity brothers and I were getting in there. We're going in, and I borrowed, I'll just say, Bruce's ID. Bruce was 19.
Uh-huh.
He looked like he was 12.
Did he look like you?
No, yeah, blonde curly hair.
Well.
P.S. I got in, Bruce didn't.
And the adventure begins.
Oh my God, it was great. It was great. It was great. I turned 18 in December, so I had to always have a fake ID. I never really used a fake ID. Actually, they just let you in Gainesville. They really didn't
Those
care.
Those were the days.
Oh, they most certainly were. Most certainly were. So I enjoyed that. And now the only time I get carded is when I go to buy my medical marijuana. You know, they want to see your
it's good that they card you when you go in there. It makes legal.
They want to see your, what do they call it? Gosh, I'd have to look at it.
Your ID card.
Well, it's your use.
Registry card.
Some kind of, it's like a nice, they try to say it's being nice to you. But anyway, so I've got that. And as you well know, that's not the only thing I've been doing in cannabis. All kinds of great things are coming in cannabis.
Lots of things happening in the cannabis
space. Lots of things happening in the cannabis space. And not only that, but my whole week's been tickled because my niece has been in in Israel.
Tickled.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I had a great time.
How is Israel with Nikki in it?
Now, Israel's going crazy with Nikki Fried there, mm-hmm. and she ran into one of my other nieces that's on the governing council for Jerusalem. So the two of them, I got a beautiful picture of them. You know, I got personal pictures.
Okay.
And I'm not going to show everybody, but I want to say that I'm very proud of what Nikki's been doing because she went over there. She got information about new scientific advancements in hemp, cannabis. Also, water purification, cleaning up the water.
Excellent.
Security, technology, agribusiness, of course.
Of course.
It's just been a great trip for the state of Florida. And unlike the governor's trip of 100 and some odd people, it was just Nikki and her small staff and security guard. She's been there 4 days longer than them because she wanted to have back-to-back meetings.
Wow.
That would be productive.
She got to sleep?
When's
she coming back?
I think she comes back this weekend.
All right.
I think she comes back this weekend. I have my heart's set on that. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. I woke up this morning to the photo of the two of them. It was just absolutely great. And then, of course, you see photos of the sunsets and all the beautiful sandstone. Oh, sandstone. How about that?
Hey.
Sandstone buildings. I wonder how I got the name, huh?
Hmm.
And then you also get to see some of the political things. You know, they signed an anti-Semitic thing about being anti-Semitic. Not a good thing to be anti-Semitic. They signed a bill about that. They signed another bill right. about they had a whole meeting over there. It was really cool. A little bit of a
very nice.
It was very, very nice. So it's really something very important.
Is it like a bridge building thing? They call that a bridge building and a fact finding,
bridge building, economic kind of development,
diplomatic
exchanges, all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
All that kind of stuff. And I think she's going to go to other places where cannabis research is being done in the future. Also other places where they're doing water research. It's just a really great thing. The state of Florida, I think, has a real good representative in her. And then the other thing I've been doing is I've been working on my own cannabis-related businesses. I've got some cute announcements coming up soon. We all know I've been doing real estate-related cannabis for the last few months.
Yes.
And I have many people that are starting to call me about getting invested in the cannabis business. And so we may start talking a little bit more cannabis.
Well, good. It's a business. And I think Florida has lots to profit from this business.
It sure does. It should be one of the top. It should be the top crop
it's a
here.
Sunshine State.
Well, you know, it's just incredible. I was talking to my doctor. I went to get my ear looked at earlier today. And my audiologist was talking to me. And he was telling me about how he goes to Israel to research the effects of concussions on people. And that they are specifically using cannabinoids to do the treatment, that they're decades ahead of us over there. And it's probably because cannabis has been demonized over here, but not so much overseas.
Yeah. But people love to smoke their cigarettes.
That they do. And this cannabis stuff, I mean, the industrial hemp is, the industrial hemp is really going to be a big boon. It's going to, you know, while a lot of energy is used up making buildings, well, the industrial hemp is going to be, you can make a building out of it. I would put that one up on my Facebook
feed. Yeah, I saw that. And I put it up on mine as well. Thanks for sharing, Jim.
It's my pleasure. You know, all kinds of good stuff up there.
We're full of information. I was reading a lot of great stuff of just how it helps on the... speaking from a 50 point of view with female things like the that time of the month and just calming. And it's just a great, great, great all around relief.
Relief, yeah. Well, you know,
so
look, it's
reading a lot about that. That should be really helpful to all kinds of people, not just like if you have cancer or
well, I have personal experience. You know, my wife has the kidney problem and the kidney transplant. It took us about 8 months before we convinced them that the product was pure enough that we would be getting, and we would get her the pharmaceutical quality one from, well, I'll say it's Sertera. And you know, so we've been doing that, and that really does help her. It helps me. It relieves a lot of my back pain. It helps me sleep at night for sure. I've been having a real problem doing that. I wonder why. And you know, I found it to be really great, and they're just scratching the surface on this stuff.
I
have another friend of mine that's putting together incredible real estate opportunities all across the country with this. If somebody wants to learn more about that, we all know you can call me at 305-541. No, that's this here. 305-773-6300. When you call me, it's all about you. Gotcha.
It's all about you.
They were waiting in the green room.
You got to give them the sign.
Yeah, because they get paid. You know?
I know. We have to pay them. Okay,
they have a certain amount of times that they have to sing.
I understand. Well, it's a good thing that
designated.
We do that. That is good. Okay. That is good. Now, Wanda, what do you got coming up for the weekend?
The weekend? I haven't thought that far ahead. Do we not have any car thing to do? No?
No, the car thing? No, we're not going to have the car thing this week, although there is something going up on Las Olas. I'm going to check with Floyd. Maybe we'll go start going to Las Olas, too.
I like that.
Exotic
cars on
Las Olas.
It's been a while since
I've
been to Las Olas.
Yeah, well, Floyd is running shows up there. Warren Henry, I think, is going to cut back on the Supercar Saturdays because of the neighborhood noise. The people wouldn't listen. So now I think we're going to have a little cutback on that, and we're going to have to...
What, the highway? away was too much noise, not enough.
Well, you know, these guys really rev those. They're really loud.
Yeah, okay,
they're
right.
Really loud.
Okay, that's true. I forgot about
you
that
know,
part.
Little old ladies and Davey, they have their they have their issues. So, well, but you know,
they pay good money for those issues.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's a good location too, and I'm still going to go up there and see Abe and the rest of the team up there. It's going to be great. I'm going to still have a good time. Still take my clients up there that want to buy nice cars. I sell a bunch of cars for these guys every year. I'm very excited.
They're excited.
Yeah, and again, I want to take a minute to thank my friends that helped me out this weekend getting my brand new car. Santiago and Jack were up there, and of course, Larry. Larry was there to sign off on the deal. I got a great deal. Not a lot to say how great, but it was great. I said it. It was great.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, thank you so much, Larry.
I like it when he's happy.
He is the man. He is the man. And my good friend May Stark is going back to the service line there. May is the definition of positive energy and service. She's what the Warren Henry family is all about. And then she works with Doug. Doug was on the show. Remember when we had the flood and Doug came on and talked about the cars? Doug, their master mechanic, is on. He's looking for some assistance.
Wow.
They need some techs there. It's a great job, great benefits, great long-term career move. So if you're interested in having a long-term career, go to warrenhenryauto.com. They asked me to announce it on the show because they are actively looking for people. They're going to put up a billboard, and it's a great, great thing to be able to join the Warren Henry family. They're very loyal. And I want to remind everybody that we've got Israel Aid on in the second half of the show. This is a philanthropic group based in Israel, but they work all over the world. They get there first when there is an emergency, and they stay there sometimes longest when they're in the emergency. We're going to talk to their executive director, Seth Davis, a really good guy. I met him up in Washington. He's absolutely one of the most tremendous people you'll ever want to meet.
Good.
He really is great, and I know he's going to give us some real good insights into everything. And
he has a nice voice. I'll give him that.
Oh, Wanda, you like everybody's got a good voice.
I can't wait to hear him on the radio.
Google Seth Davis. Okay. He's a very good guy.
Seth's a good name. That's a good name.
I like Seth as a name as well.
That's cool.
So we're going to talk to Seth. We're going to find out how you can get involved with Israel Aid and how you can get enlightened about what they do, because Israel's not just located in Israel. These guys are Israel. They bring Israel right to you, all the technology and all that great stuff. I'm not going to give it all away, but when I saw Seth at his booth, I was truly impressed with all of his things, and I will say that I met him while he was giving some information to the person that interfaces with FEMA after an emergency. And can you guess who that might be?
No.
Nikki Fried.
Oh, I knew that.
Nikki Fried. Oh. Nikki Fried. Russ, you made my computer make a noise. That was Russ saying, "Hey, what's happening?"
When's Nikki's birthday? Jim.
Not allowed to say that on the radio.
Okay, that's good. That's a good answer. That's a good. I was going to think.
The answer is real soon is the answer to
her
that.
Birthday, you should get her a cape.
Her birthday is not coming up for a little while. I got plenty of good time
next good gift.
Her
day.
Birthday's sort of around the same time as mine.
Well,
I know exactly what I need.
That might explain a lot there.
There you go. Well, you know,
those
what can
hardworking
I say?
Freeds.
Those hardworking Freeds. That's right. That's right. True. That's right.
All right. How about we do some music, some weather, and then Seth.
Oh, yeah. Seth is there?
He's holding.
All right, Seth, hang with us.
Yeah, I don't want him to hang on forever.
No, Seth, please be there. We'll go to break real fast. We'll come back and talk to Seth Davis, the executive director of Israel Aid. Israel helping people around the country, around the world, actually around our country, too. More after this. Stick with us. Great stuff.